Hi everyone, welcome back. In this video, I'm going to talk about how to combine your fitness journey with a 9-to-5 job and a social life. This is a topic that I've been talking about with some of my clients and some of the members in the gym. And then I thought it would be a good idea to make a video on how I would do it if I work a 9-to-5 and if I had a social life and how I will combine it with my fitness journey. Let's get started. So some people go to the gym either early in the morning, midday, during lunchtime, or later in the evening after work. I've never had a 9-to-5 job, so I wouldn't know how it is like and how I would manage it. But if I were to work in a 9-to-5 job, this is the way that I would do it. So if I need to wake up early and train in the morning before I go to work, I would probably make sure that the night before I get a good night's sleep and I go to bed very early. So I presume if I start at 9, then I will need to be in the gym for around 7. You need to take in consideration how long is it going to take you from the gym to work, or if you're going to take a shower in the gym, or if you're going to go back home. But I think the most important thing here is that you get a good night's sleep. As soon as you wake up, go outside, get sunlight, daylight, yes, even if it's winter, it doesn't matter, and hydrate properly. I will hydrate with electrolytes, and I will also add some Shilajit to my water for proper hydration. Now, some people are able to go to the gym and do weight training on an empty stomach. I'm not able to do that. I feel very weak and I'm not able to push as much as I would if I had some food. But I understand that some people, they might feel sick, a little bit sick if they have food, especially that early. So the way I will do it is I will have either a protein shake and a coffee. You can also have a pre-workout. Now, don't really like to take pre-workouts, but if it helps, it helps. I think the most important thing here is that you make sure that you hydrate properly before you go to the gym. On the other hand, if I were to work out around midday, then I will fast for as long as possible, intermittent fasting. So I will still have water in the morning, maybe some tea, some black coffee. And then I will eat around an hour before my workout, and I will have primarily protein and carbohydrates, especially eggs. Then I will do my workout around lunchtime, midday. And then later I will have a post-workout shake. But then an hour later, I will make sure that I will have a post-workout meal. Now, if I were to work out later in the evening after work, then I will do the same. I will fast as long as I can in the morning. Then around maybe midday, have a protein and fats, no carbohydrates. And then maybe I will have another protein and carbohydrates meal just an hour before my workout in the evening. And then I will work out in the evening. And after that, I will just have dinner after that, protein and carbohydrates. Now, the best time for me personally to work out is between 11 and 3 p.m. maximum, 4 to 5 p.m. For me, that's when I feel the best. But of course, I don't do a 9-to-5. My lifestyle is very different. I am able to work out pretty much at any time of the day, but I'd much rather working out way before 5 p.m. just because of the circadian alignment. Now, this really is going to depend on your goals. If you want to put a muscle, or if you want to lose weight, or if you want to maintain, the meal timing is going to vary depending on the goals and depending on what you want to achieve in the gym. I think the most important thing is that you create a routine. Now let's go on to how to fit in your social life and your fitness goals and your fitness journey. Now, from a coach point of view, ideally you want to cut down on alcohol, eating out, eating junk, and all of that. That's not going to serve you with your goals. But I understand that people like going out. People deserve to go out with their friends and to spend some quality of time, and that includes drinking alcohol and eating out. So what I will do is, if I know that I'm going to drink or eat out later in the day, then I will fast as much as I can throughout the day. I will be on very, very low carbohydrates. So then that way, when I eat later in the evening, then it's not going to be a lot of food or a lot of calories together, which is something that I do when I'm away. When I'm on holiday, I also stick to my routine where I do intermittent fasting and I have 2 to 3 meals a day and I do my workouts. But if I know that I'm going to eat out later that day, then what I do is just fast as much as I can throughout the day. I hydrate with water, I have tea, black coffee. And if I eat foods, it will be mostly protein and a little bit of fats. And then later in the day, then that's when I have my carbohydrates, my protein. I don't really restrict myself if I'm going out to eat. If I want to eat a burger with fries or chips, I'm going to do it. I might even have two burgers with two portions of fries. Yes, I'm a fat ass. I do that. I don't really restrict myself, you know, because I know that the next day I'm going to get back on track. So this is something that I can also advise you. If you have a plan in your fitness journey and you're going out midweek or in the weekend, just enjoy it. Don't dwell on it. Enjoy your time with your friends or your family. All right, be conscious and aware of how much you're drinking and how much you're eating, of course. But the main point is that you enjoy. If you've been working out very hard during the week and you feel like you deserve a treat, that's completely fine. A little treat is not going to ruin the progress. What's going to ruin the progress is the constant falling off the wagon with your plan. So if it happens midweek and then you don't get back on track the next day, then it can happen the next day and then it becomes a habit. But if you enjoy it and you say, you know what, tomorrow I'm just going to get back on track, and that's it. Of course, you want to hydrate a lot throughout the day because alcohol dehydrates you. And you want to make sure that you eat especially fatty food before you drink the alcohol. There are some supplements that can help with a hangover, and some of them, I think one of them is NAC and acetylcysteine, which can help to increase your glutathione levels or your oxidant levels. So that way, the next day, you're helping your body to recover from the night out. And that's it. I just wanted to create this quick video where I was going to share with you how I would do it if I worked in a 9-to-5 job, how I will combine my fitness journey with my workouts. And just to recap what I say is that if I were to work out in the morning, first of all, I will make sure that I have a good night's sleep the night before, so I'm fresh in the morning. Wake up, go outside, even in winter. Oh, something I didn't mention, I will take a cold shower. I know, especially in winter. I've been taking cold showers all year round for about 2 years, and I never look back. A cold shower in the morning, winter or no winter, any time of the year, is going to wake you up immediately for the workout. That's what I will do. Something that I didn't mention is that you could maybe take methylene blue, which helps massively as a pre-workout, but that's something that you can do on the side. So I will take a cold shower, hydrate, have a protein shake, maybe a coffee. If you like pre-workouts, you can do it. They have a bit of caffeine and some amino acids that can help with the muscle breakdown during your workout. Then I will make sure that after the workout, I'm going to have either a protein shake or proper food, protein and carbohydrates. If I were to work out midday, I will fast during the first part of the morning, hydrate with water, coffee, and then tea. That's okay. Then I will make sure that I will have my protein and carbohydrates meal before and after the workout. So as you can see, I'm prioritizing the protein and carbohydrates meals around the workouts. And then later, personally, I wouldn't have a snack. But if you want to have another meal, you will do, I think it would be better to do protein and fats. And then later in the evening, protein and carbohydrates, right? If I were to work out later in the evening after work, then again, I will fast for the majority part of the day, hydrate, tea, coffee, protein and fats to break my fast. And then before the workout, I will have protein and carbohydrates. And then after the workout, I will have protein and carbohydrates. Just to recap on what I said about going out, the most important thing is that you're very disciplined and committed. I will say, well, 100% of the time, but you can also do 80 to 20%. Balance is crucial, or 90 and 20%. So 80 or 90% being committed, disciplined, and maybe 10 to 20% treating yourself and going out with friends and all of that. The most important thing is that you are dedicated and you create a habit, because once you create a habit, it will stay with you forever. So if I know that I'm going out that night and I'm going to maybe drink some alcohol or maybe eat some junk food, then if I know that I'm going to eat out later that day, then what I would do is fast for the majority part of the day. And I will consume primarily protein and a bit of fats, really, really low calories. So that way, when I eat out later that day, it's not going to be a lot of impact on calories. Because the calories that you get from junk food, you can get calories from junk food, you can get calories from healthy foods. But what's more important here is nutrients. When you eat out, depending on what you eat, because if you eat steak with some salad and some potatoes, that's fine. But if you have pizza, it's primarily carbohydrates and fats. Anyway, enjoy your meal, don't dwell on it, get back on track the next day. Now, if you feel like you don't know how to start or how to maintain your lifestyle with your fitness journey, then send me a DM or send me an email to my email. You can also fill out the form at the bottom of the page of my website, and then we can have a consultation and see how I can help you. Now, if you haven't seen my video on how to build muscle, that's going to help you massively to include it with your routine, I put it down here. Check it out.